Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2150, and it was recorded on Thursday the 16th of December 2021. It's good to welcome you again to listen to this edition. Today your readers on part one are Chris Gillam and Gaynor Lord. I'm afraid that again you will find me reading both parts one and two. Unfortunately, our original reader had to withdraw at the last minute, so I am filling in. This week, we will enjoy providing you with what we hope you agree is interesting listening, with news items from the evening news, which are in most part about goings-on in the city, and some letters to the paper. Also, we have on part one a feature about the first appearance in Norfolk of the telephone.
Thank you, Chris. Hello, this is Gaynor. We'll get on with some news items in a moment, but first we must mention that at the end of this weekly edition, you have the December issue of Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Editor Sarah Lusher tells us that we have some festive things to get you into the spirit of Christmas, as we hear from the man at the helm of Norwich Theatre, the skill of bell ringing, a Norfolk therapy pony who gets festive, and how dancing is so good for you. With all our regular features and contributors, from the Mardler and the Talk of the County to Past Norfolk Lives, charities and great books to read, there is lots to hear about, so do keep listening at the end of this recording. We'll give you another reminder at the end of this weekly edition. Now we can start with our first batch of news items, and here is Chris to start us off.
There are some interesting things going on in the city with the completion of renovations of the Guildhall, the gift of a huge parcel of land for the new Priscilla Bacon Lodge, and developments of a wind farm off the coast and a new development at Mountergate. We also have the update on COVID problems. We'll start with the Guildhall, which is to become the new home for the Norfolk and Norwich Festival Office. The transformation of one of the city's best-loved buildings has been met with delight by its new tenants. Guildhall's new occupiers, the organisers of Norfolk and Norwich Festival, have called the move to the historic building tremendously exciting. Next year, the festival is celebrating 250 years since its first fundraising event. To mark the occasion, it found an accessible and long-term home in the city centre's 15th century civic building. The group used to be based in Augustine Stewart House, a medieval building in Tombland. A range of independent artists, producers and networks will also be invited to share the space. Guildhall was once the centre of city government, which occupied the historic site until moving to the City Hall in 1938. More recently, it was home to Bistro Britannia. Working with Norwich City Council and supported by the Town's Fund, Hudson Architects transformed the three-tiered communal spaces into a meeting room, a kitchenette, and a new accessible toilet. A spokesman for the Norfolk and Norwich Festival said of the 250th anniversary, "We have a long and rich history as a community celebration. Next year, we want to explore the role of a festival in the 21st century."
A bid to open a brand new hospice serving the people of Norfolk has taken a major step forward after a large parcel of land was donated to the charity behind it. Construction firm R.J. Carter has gifted an 8-acre parcel of land to the Priscilla Bacon Hospice to build the new facilities as part of its centenary anniversary. The deeds were officially handed over to Lady Bacon at a recent event held on the land adjacent to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Inpatients Department, which will become home to the new state-of-the-art 13 million hospice. It would replace the 40-year-old Priscilla Bacon Lodge Hospice on Unthank Road in Norwich and the fundraiser, which launched in February 2019, has been supported across the community. Mr. Carter, chairman of R.G. Carter and chair of the board of trustees for Priscilla Bacon Hospice, said, "I am thrilled that I am able to donate this land on behalf of the Carter family in this, our centenary year. Like my grandfather and father before me, the Carter family are passionate about the wonderful county in which we have all lived and worked."
A huge wind farm off the Norfolk coast has been given the go-ahead after Business and Energy Secretary Carswe Quarteng granted it permission. Swedish energy giant Vattenfall was told that it would be granted a development consent order for the Norfolk Boreas wind farm, 50 miles offshore. The Secretary of State's decision went against the recommendation of the Planning Inspectorate, who had said permission should not be granted. The Inspectorate had said, "Of greatest concern to the examining authority is the adverse effects of the proposed development on a range of nationally and internationally designated marine biodiversity, marine biological environment and offshore ecological assets." But Mr. Quarteng decided the benefits from the development, including the contribution it would make towards meeting the national need for energy, outweighed those concerns. Vattenfall says the Boreas wind farm and a second scheme called Vanguard could power more than 3.9 million homes in the United Kingdom.
A multi-million pound plan to build a state-of-the-art venue in the heart of Norwich has been approved. A grotty car park in Mountergate will now be transformed with a 300-seater auditorium stage and food court named Block Norwich. Developers who will spend £1 million on the initial phase of the project were given the green light to city planners. James Bradbury, managing director of the Team Partner 3, which lodged the proposal, said, "We're over the moon. We're relieved and humbled to be offered the opportunity to rejuvenate this part of Norwich. Mountergate used to be a fish market. It's a place steeped in history, but in recent memory, it's become shackled by its past. Block Norwich presents this area with the chance to break these shackles and make it in an area of Norwich that the whole city can be proud of."
Health bosses are bracing themselves for the COVID-19 booster rollout. Most challenging days yet, as thousands more rush to book their jabs. The region's vaccination centres are being bolstered as all over 18s will be able to use the National Booking Service to arrange a booster appointment for 3 months after their second dose. Many vaccination sites across Norfolk and Waveney are operating 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, with more existing vaccination sites set to join them. Booster jabs have to be booked and are not available via walk-ins. Extra volunteers and staff are being brought in to help cope with the influx, and health bosses have repeated their call for people to be kind and respectful following previous instances of abuse at centres. Howard Martin, Director of Population Health Management and Health Inequalities at NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, said, "This next phase of the vaccination programme is the most challenging and complex to date."